You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Now, more than just a standard, problem, this is more of a debate. And I guess Wendy is asking us which side we fall on.
All right, Wendy.
Which we like that kind of stuff. Kind of sounds like our show. She writes in, we were at an Avs party. I'm assuming she's talking about she and her husband or boyfriend or girlfriend. I don't know. Partner. She says, we were at an Avs party at a neighbor's house on Wednesday, and one of the guests, someone I didn't know, actually complained about the bottled water being offered. He said it was the worst tasting bottled water you can buy. She says, this led to a big argument between the second and third periods of the game. Because, you got 20 minutes of downtime. You got to talk about something.
Sure. Fill the gap.
They were all arguing, while we all debated whether someone can actually tell the difference between bottled waters. Is this something you could talk about on your show? Love my boys, in all caps.
Oh,
that is Wendy.
Well, we love Wendy.
We love you back.
Thanks, Wendy.
What do you think, Jer?
Yes. Yes, you can tell the difference between bottled waters.
No,
if you were to line up like four or five different ones, I could probably distinguish which are which. The biggie that always stands out for me is that Fiji water in the little square bottle. It tastes like sulfur. So I could tell that one.
Sulfur?
It tastes like sulfur. There's something in it that's sulfury.
I don't think they could sell a bottle of
water.
Yeah,
it's sulfury water. Well, they just couch it as full of minerals and whatnots for your gut, and they sell it.
And wait a minute. Whoa. And I want you to throw it into neutral for a second, and then up a notch into reverse.
Put it in
back
R.
Up. Put it back into the R for just a second. Did you just say if we lined up five bottled waters, you'd be able to identify all five? Is that what you said?
I could probably do pretty good. Yeah, because they do each have it's not only a flavor thing, there's a texture and a softness to the water.
A texture to water?
And a softness. I like that Smart Water brand too, and there's like a softness to it.
Well, we have to eliminate the things that are adding any kind of flavor or
No. There's no flavor. That's Smart Water's plain water. So is Fiji water.
Okay.
And I know I can tell a bottle of Costco water too, because it just tastes like tap water. And I can tell you if it's old too, because it starts getting that plasticky taste in it.
Well, that I'll give you.
I can tell about old water too.
I will grant you that. But if it's just three bottles,
I could probably do it.
Standard bottled water. You're going to tell me, oh, that is most definitely an El Dorado. Right
there. So this one went through a reverse osmosis process. So I could tell by the softness of it. Yeah, I can tell.
How many listeners are the same way that they can tell the
difference? Three listeners. There's definitely
apparently
a difference, I think, man.
And if we went back into reverse a little bit more, back to Wendy's note, we need to point out that if you are invited to someone's house as a guest for an Avs viewing party or Broncos or whatever, don't be complaining about what bottled water they are serving.
Well, if they're serving bottled water instead of beer, I would probably leave anyway. But
no, I mean, sure, they had beer too, but like I do that. When I have parties at my house, I'll have all the beer and wine and stuff like that. And then I always keep some bottled waters in the fridge. And I never in my life have thought to myself, oh my, I hope my guests approve of this brand of bottled water.
Oh, yeah. Put a little more effort into it.
You've been to parties at my
house. You've got to do more than just the, Kroger bottle of water. Step it up a little bit. Aquafina, bud.
Where have we come to in this world? It's bottled flipping water.
There's a difference between brands. Definitely.
Well, let's go to the phones. Lines are already ringing. Diana, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, boys.
Hi.
Wendy says this guy is full of it. I say he's full of it. Jeremy says, no. You can taste the difference. What do you think?
I say you and Wendy are full of it.
Oh, snap.
No, there's definitely a difference in the taste. For instance, I cannot drink Dasani. To me, that has the worst flavor ever. But I love Smart Water.
Me too.
It's very clean and
oh my God.
It's smooth, yeah.
I was trying to explain that there's a softness to Smart Water. And I think it is the reverse osmosis that they do with that water. And it feels good in your mouth.
Yeah, it just tastes very clean.
Yes, clean.
What is reverse osmosis?
It's when they like boil the water or something, and then as it evaporates, they collect the evaporation, and then that trickles back down, and then that's what they bottle is the evaporation.
This like the steam.
I believe that's what reverse osmosis is.
Diana, thank you for calling. I hope you have a fun weekend. Okay, and I hope you get nothing but tasty bottled water in your future. Thank you so much. Here's Raphael. Raphael, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How's it going, guys?
Hey, good, buddy. I'm thirsty.
Let me guess. You're going to also tell me that there's a vast difference between bottled waters. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on now.
Come on now.
Well, explain. Besides a come on now, what do you mean?
Well, I don't know. Something about Arrowhead. Since the first day I ever drank it, I always tasted the difference. I don't know. It just feels like. How can I explain it? The whole mountain filtering stuff.
It's like the mountain rolling water right into your mouth.
Wait a minute. Wait just a minute. So you're telling me because they put a picture of mountains on the bottled water, you go, oh, yeah, this most definitely tastes like it came from the mountains. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
This is right out of a spring into my bottle, into my mouth.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, I'm with you, buddy. I'm with you.
Raphael, thank you for the call. I'm sure.
I was way off on reverse osmosis.
Oh, what is it really?
It's a water for purification process that uses some sort of membrane to separate ions and unwanted molecules. What's the other one? No, I drink another one where they just collect the vapor from it and then bottle the vapor. Oh, what's that called? Somebody will message me. It's not reverse osmosis, though.
Reverse? Yeah, because as soon as
that's
you said
different.
That, I was
what's
like,
the other
what
one
the hell
they
are
do?
You talking about? Are you talking about evaporation?
Yeah, so that's what I was explaining earlier. The
so
evaporation.
It evaporates, turns into the
steam
or whatever.
Then it liquefies again as it comes back down, and then they bottle whatever was evaporated. It makes it extra pure. What's that called?
Stupid.
About $4 a bottle?
Yeah, that's what it's called. It's called charging you for water. Time for one more quick call before we go to break. Tina, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good.
It's good. I feel like a big idiot because apparently everyone can tell the difference between bottled waters but me.
Well, I can't taste the difference. I think water's water. And if I was that woman, I would have told her to tell that gentleman to go out and drink from the garden hose.
And maybe that's
it would
why I'm
be
like guys.
If you had a really good bottle of water and it like changed your life and you let it roll around in your mouth a little bit and you're like, holy crap, this is good. And thank you for the 900 people that wrote in, and that was called distilling your water is what I was thinking of when it's heated and then all the non-organic and
it's distillation.
Molecules fall to the bottom and then it makes the water more pure.
But we prefer a different type of distillation on this show.
What?
Whiskey?
Oh.
You're getting all worked up over distilling your water. I'm like, okay. No, I'll be over here with a bullet.
It's like it tastes like the angels. The angels are urinating in your mouth. It's like the purest water.
Seth said 1,000% agree. They're different. I could tell them apart. Like Jeremy said, there's a smoothness, softness. Yeah, but complaining at a party, that's just plain stupid. Well, we're with you on that, Seth. I also had to laugh at this note from Kim. She wrote in. She goes, yes, there's a difference, Dom. Sorry, I usually take your side, but lately I've been on Young Jer-Bear's side.
Oh, she God writes, forbid.
She says, my husband definitely can tell. He doesn't like X brand. I love X brand, blah, 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 blah. It's pretty good, too. But honestly, buy what's the best bang for your buck. So I wrote back to Kim, and I'm going to say this to everybody. I think I will believe this. I'm more likely to believe what everyone's saying about being able to distinguish between bottled waters if I see a blind taste test. Because we've already had it, you know, it's been determined on this show that packaging is already influencing people.
Mm-hmm.
And so all these people are like, oh, no. Aquafina, no, Smartwater, Arrowhead, Dasani. I'm like, okay, I want to blindfold someone and I want to watch them do this. Because once you get it in your head that you like a particular bottled water, then you just see the label and your brain tells you, that's one I like. I mean, it's
maybe
the power of the visual power. Are you kidding?
I mean, Smart Water is just a clear bottle. It just says Smart Water on it.
No,
I mean,
I know. But what I'm saying is if you blindfold someone and you let them drink from five different bottled waters.
You can tell. The different mineral contents and how it was made and da-da-da. You can tell, man. There's a difference.
You guys have got quite the water palate.
It's a thing.
I'm kind of impressed if you guys can do this.
Is anyone else with me on the Fiji, though, that it tastes like it came out like a volcano or something? Anyone? Am I just weird with that one?
What I see is going to a restaurant and they have, you know, like a water steward who comes over and lets you sample, like you do with a glass of wine. They'll pour a little bit of water, and you swirl it, and you get the aroma of it. And then you take a sip, swirl it in your mouth.
Now,
you
where
know,
was
maybe
this
they have a spit. Maybe they have a spit jar right there.
What year is this water? What spring did it come from?
I like the boutique this one has.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do they have that, too?
No, they don't. But they do offer you fancier water at fancier restaurants. So there's something to it. It's better water than Denver tap.
What?
Yeah. They offer you, what's that, Perrier? They'll offer you that at fancy restaurants versus the tap? There's a difference.
Well, yes, there is. I'm saying there's a difference between tap water and some bottled water.
I'm talking about
five different bottled waters.
I think you could line up four different bottles of water and tap, and you're saying that nobody could tell the difference.
That's not what I said.
I think that's what you're thinking, though.
No, I'm saying if you give me four different bottled waters, I am skeptical that someone could identify each of the four. Oh, that's definitely a Dasani. Oh, my God, that's Arrowhead all day long.
What's this liquid death water that everybody keeps writing in about? What is
that
liquid
a brand?
Death sparkling water straight from the Alps? It's $15 right. for like a six-pack.
Because they put that on the packaging. This comes from the Alps. We're like, oh, my God, this must taste so much better.
Ingredients, mountain water.
Yeah. I can go out to the well and pump a few things and put it in a bottle and sell it to you. And you'll be like,
that's expensive water, you guys.
Tia says, my husband will not drink spring water, and he can totally tell. She says, it tastes like breath.
Tastes like breath.
Breath?
I don't know. What does that taste like? Like morning breath? Luna says you can tell the difference with Fiji. Does taste like it came out of a volcano. I swear that it even gives me diarrhea. I'll be honest with you.
My God. Karen says, I'm with you, Dom. People are insane. They think the higher the cost of the stupid bottled water, the better the taste. Well, yes. And that has been proven over and
it's like
over
wine, too.
And over again. It's just like wine. Like wine.
Yep.
That if you slap a higher price tag on something, it is perceived as being superior quality.
Why wouldn't
that be the same with water?
I want to try one of these liquid deaths. People are raving about it. Best water you will ever have.
The best part of this whole discussion is the number of people who are listening to me right now with their arms crossed and they're angry.
Over water.
Over water. That Dom can just go straight to hell.